This is JIS News. Coming up, Japanese government provides $96 million grant for disaster recovery. Government to deliver on number portability and $42 million U.S. to be spent on community development projects over the next 5 years. The news in detail after this message. Stay with us.
Many of Jamaica's animals and plants are found nowhere else in the world. These animals and plants contribute to the health of our environment, to our social and economic well-being, and help to make Jamaica the unique jewel it is. Play your part to protect our unique natural heritage this World Wildlife Day, March 3, and all year round by not harming them and by reporting incidents and illegal trade to NEPA. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency.
Now the news. The country's capacity to respond to natural disasters has been significantly boosted following a $96 million donation from the Japanese government. The funds will be used for the purchase of medical supplies, healthcare and school supplies, building, construction, mining and civil works equipment, and environmental and meteorological measuring devices. Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says the grant will help to strengthen the ties of friendship and cooperation between both countries.
The government of Japan has provided support over the years for projects in areas of education, social security, disaster mitigation, preventive maintenance. The current initiative, which is already doing much even before it has been effected, to strengthen the strong ties of friendship and cooperation between both our countries and our peoples.
The finance minister was speaking at a ceremony for the signing of exchange notes for the funds at the Ministry of Finance on Thursday. Dr. Phillips signed the exchange notes along with Japanese ambassador to Jamaica, His Excellency Yasu Takase. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Paulwell says the government will deliver on its promise that mobile phone users will have number portability by May 31 this year. Number portability will give mobile phone users the capacity to maintain their numbers if they switch service providers. The implementation is among the conditions imposed by the government for the merger of telecommunications providers Cable and Wireless Communications, CWC, and Columbus Communications Jamaica Limited, Flow. Minister Paulwell says number portability is part of checks and balances implemented to guarantee fair competition in the telecommunications industry and better rates for the consumer.
I am not going back to monopoly situations. They can't hold you because the number is so important to you. They can't hold you to their service. You can take that number and go to the next one.
Minister Paulwell was speaking at the official opening of an internet cafe at Farm Primary and Junior High School in Green Pond, St. James, recently. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, will over the next 5 years spend some $42 million U.S. dollars on implementation of the Integrated Community Development Project, ICDP. The ICDP is funded through a loan from the World Bank and is being implemented in phases, with one segment recently launched at the Barrettstown United Church Hall in St. James. General Manager for Project Management at JSIF, Lloyd Malcolm, says the money will be invested across 18 communities in Kingston and St. Andrew, St. Catherine, Clarendon, St. Anne, St. James, and Westmoreland. Commenting on the development plans for the Barrettstown community, Ms. Malcolm says chief among them is infrastructure improvements to include roads, schools, water supply system, and sanitation.
There will also be what we call the soft interventions, social services, to include activities largely with the schools. There will be things in relation to skills training, employment opportunities, and a number of activities to involve agencies like parks and other private sector entities.
Ms. Malcolm says JSIF will work alongside other government ministries, departments and agencies to ensure that the project is a success. And Acting Chief Medical Officer in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Marion Bullock-Ducasse, is reminding the public that it's not acceptable for medical practitioners to publicly discuss patients' medical records. Dr. Bullock-Ducasse made the comments in light of reports of constant requests from the media for medical records concerning illnesses such as the chikungunya virus to be disclosed. She says medical records must be kept and held confidential.
Nobody wants to know that you visit your health team member and your personal medical information is discussed within the group in the health center and certainly not in the public. And I would like to urge everyone to pause and consider, because it is not ethical.
Dr. Dukas was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.